And after losing everything and not being able to feed my wife or our baby, I picked up an old book that changed everything. And this was really at the worst point of my life. Things were just awful. I couldn't feed my loved ones. There was no hope of money coming in the next few months. It was dire. And I picked up this amazing book that was written over 100 years ago. And it was all about the power of gratitude. And I assure you, I was feeling no gratitude at the time. But I invented what I today call my crazy gratitude experiment. And what I decided to do as a test, I had nothing to lose by doing this. I decided that every 30 minutes of the day, I would ask myself what had been my dominant thought and emotion during the previous 30 minutes and replace it with gratitude. And this is what I did. Every 30 minutes of the day, I replaced negative thoughts and emotions with gratitude. And within 3 days, positive synchronicities started happening again. And I had not seen any positive coincidences for a very long time. And you might wonder, how was I able to do this when life was so awful? How was I able to bring up gratitude? As I said a moment ago, if you want to return to any state you've ever experienced in the past, all you have to do is remember what it feels like. So for me, what I did was I thought of a time in the past where I felt sincere gratitude. And I thought about that event, and I thought about it for a few minutes, and eventually a glimmer of gratitude would start to emerge. I'd start to feel the same gratitude that I did the day I experienced it for real. And doing this every 30 minutes, I became much better at it. I could tap into this power of gratitude much more quickly, even after a day, than I could when I started. And after a short time, even though things were still very difficult and things took some time to transform, I started to feel different. And as I say, coincidences started again within as little as 3 days. But most importantly is that I started to feel different and coincidences started. So everything started changing from that point where I did this crazy gratitude experiment, and I started to reprogram my mind for success. And these synchronicities that I mentioned, they affect me to this day. They were that significant and important. So if you ever find yourself in a difficult situation and need an immediate change for the better, please do try this crazy gratitude experiment for yourself. And please also consider what I have said about the power of gratitude and how it attracts all sorts of things into your life, because it really is fundamental to what you are learning in this program, and it represents a very significant key for your future. Now, over 100 years ago, there was a Russian scientist by the name of Ivan Pavlov, and he noticed a rather interesting phenomenon. And he was doing research with dogs, and he was able to get dogs to associate the ringing of a bell with feeding time. So whenever it was feeding time, he would ring a bell and he would feed the dogs. And after a short time, all he had to do was ring the bell and the dogs started jumping and salivating and barking, expecting food. So he was able to get the dogs to associate food with the ringing of a bell. So whenever he rang the bell, the dogs would start salivating and getting excited, expecting to be fed. But the amazing thing is that human beings and dogs are very similar. We can also be conditioned to expect certain things and to feel certain emotions and believe certain things when we are exposed to an external trigger, which we can call an anchor. And anchors have been used in advertising for many, many years. So this is a phenomenon that works really well, and it's a very effective way of influencing people. And it's very easy to program a person's mind in such a way that whenever that person sees or hears something, they immediately think in a certain way. And in advertising, logos, taglines and images are used together in a very powerful way that make people instantly recognize a brand and feel a certain way towards that brand. And it's possible to create your own anchors that can help you in very powerful ways. And it's very easy to create your own gratitude anchor. And you can use this technique to bring up very powerful feelings of gratitude whenever you wish. And creating your gratitude anchor is very, very straightforward and simple to do. All you need to do is remember a time in the past when you felt sincere gratitude. And you need to focus on that feeling and let it build and build and build. And at the point where you're almost overflowing with gratitude, if you then move your finger, your first finger, and your thumb together and squeeze them gently together, you have now created your gratitude anchor. And any time in the future that you want to bring up a powerful feeling of gratitude, all you need to do is trigger your anchor by bringing your thumb and forefinger together and squeezing gently. So it's amazing. Your gratitude is associated with this finger and thumb squeeze. So please do test this for yourself. It is a wonderful but yet very simple tool that you can use to bring up gratitude whenever you wish. Now let's talk about an incredibly important subject, and that's battling our inner negativity. Because battling your inner negativity leads to massive results. And whenever you do anything that is really beneficial for your life, then there always will be internal and also possibly external resistance that will try to prevent you from succeeding. But you can imagine this a bit like an airplane rolling along a runway. The air resistance pushing against it actually enables the airplane to rise into the air. It simply cannot do it without the air resistance. And as human beings, we really do need some resistance in order to achieve anything worthwhile in life. Now, this negativity does everything in its power to stop you and keep you disempowered, and it will do this in every way that you can imagine. It always works through your areas of weakness, or your Achilles heel, or Achilles heels. Although it may appear quite subtle, it's actually very powerful in keeping otherwise potent individuals from achieving remarkable things during their lives. I honestly believe that the only thing stopping an ordinary person from becoming an extraordinary person is whether or not they can recognize and overcome this inner negativity. This resistance or negativity actually shows us our weaknesses, and it shows us what things we need to change in our life. Only by overcoming negativity can we reach our goals. Negativity is actually essential to our growth and to achieving our goals. We cannot do this without experiencing some form of negativity. Now, it's a fact that without challenges, our lives can become very stale, because challenges actually force us to stretch our life and develop new abilities that we did not possess before. It's almost like a ship in a tranquil harbour. When the captain sets a destination or goal, then the ship leaves the harbour and moves out into the stormy seas. And only by moving forwards, despite the waves crashing against his ship, can the captain and crew reach their intended destination. And just like a ship or airplane, every clear destination we set for ourselves will only be achieved when we encounter and overcome resistance within ourselves and in our environment. Now, just like a ship or airplane, every clear destination you set for yourself can only be achieved when you encounter and overcome resistance within your life and within your environment. So as soon as you set a big goal for yourself, you will definitely encounter challenges that will make you grow. Without growing as a result of these challenges, then you will not be able to achieve your goals unless, of course, they're very, very small goals. So how can you then overcome this inner negativity? Well, if you study the lives of great people, then in every case, they were people who encountered all sorts of big challenges, very big challenges in many cases. And instead of giving up at the first hurdle, they picked themselves up, dusted themselves down and tried again. And in most cases, they failed several times before succeeding in a truly big way. If you study the lives of very successful people, you will see that they are people who have actually failed more times than most people. But the fact that they have resilience and that they continually pick themselves up and try again, having this spirit always leads to success. For example, Thomas Edison, the great inventor, failed 10,000 times while trying to invent the incandescent light bulb. That's an incredible number of failures, 10,000 times. Now, the fact is that most people just give up at the first or second hurdle. But all highly successful people have refused to give up. They have failed far more times than ordinary people, but they've not given up. True success only comes to those who are persistent and refuse to give in to temporary challenges. If you want to become outrageously successful, then you must refuse to give up and you must keep trying until you succeed. Persistence, overcoming negative beliefs and programming your mind for success, these are the true keys to your long-term success and happiness. Programming your mind for success and reprogramming and eliminating negative beliefs that sabotage your success really is vital. This is the core of everything. Without doing this, nothing remarkable can really change for you. But when you use these techniques and technologies, your life can change in the most wonderful ways imaginable. So please make it your absolute top priority to start using these tools immediately and just see for yourself how your life transforms. Now, we talked a little bit about affirmations earlier, and I mentioned how every thought that you think and every word that you say is an affirmation. And you can create affirmations to reprogram your mind to achieve whatever you want, including success and happiness. For example, if you have very low self-worth, this could be the very reason why you are prevented from achieving great things in your life. So by creating a positive affirmation that counteracts that negative belief, you can literally rewrite the programming or wiring of your brain. And affirmations are an excellent way and a very easy way to powerfully influence your subconscious mind. They're also really simple to create and use. And I mentioned earlier the affirmation from Emile Coué, the 19th century French psychologist: every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And as I said earlier, when creating affirmations, they should be in the present tense. They should be positive, they should be personal, and they need to be specific. So now let's look at how to create your affirmations so that they are really effective and so that they can powerfully affect your subconscious mind and bring you great success and happiness. Now, as I explained a moment ago, your affirmations need to be written in the present tense, be positive, be personal, and be specific. So, for example, if you have a rather negative outlook on life, and if you're low on energy and you feel pretty miserable, then an affirmation like the following could help reprogram your thoughts, make you feel better, and even give you a better outlook on life. So here's an affirmation that can help you to overcome pessimism, low energy, and get you unstuck. Today, I am full of energy and overflowing with joy. Now, even though you may be feeling the opposite right now, by repeating this affirmation each morning, afternoon, and evening, you will start to feel different and experience positive changes in your life. Now, I know this sounds really simplistic, almost like it's a magic bullet, but it really does work. And it's possible to reprogram your thoughts using affirmations like this. And here are some affirmations that can help you to overcome the tendency to constantly worry about the future. I am confident and I can overcome every challenge. Creating affirmations is so easy to do. And here's another affirmation that can help you to overcome the tendency to worry about the future. I understand that the only constant in life is change, and I welcome it. And here's another. My mind is relaxed, and I am thinking clearly. And here's an affirmation to increase focus and productivity. I am energized, focused, and productive. I am energized, focused, and productive. So affirmations are very easy to create. And for more examples of affirmation construction, please read the affirmation worksheet that is included with this program. Now, when you've created your affirmations, you need to read your affirmations when you wake up in the morning and also before going to sleep at night. And very soon we're going to look at how to set goals, because when you set your goals, when you create goals, you'll then be rewriting those goals as affirmations. And it will be these affirmations that you will be repeating to yourself morning and evening. So as I say, when you waken up in the morning and also before going to bed at night, you need to read your affirmations, preferably aloud. And also you can repeat them during the day or whenever you wish. And when you're reading your affirmations, try to put as much emotional energy as you can into them. And as you read each affirmation, imagine that it has already happened, that you've already reached your goal. Try to see, hear, and feel what it will be like when you have achieved each goal. Now, emotional energy is extremely powerful. And when you do this, it powerfully affects your subconscious mind and motivates it in all the ways that you need. So really try to infuse your affirmations with feelings like gratitude and excitement. And the effect is that your subconscious mind will start working on the instructions that you have given it, and you can even start seeing results really, really quickly. And the more impressions you make on your subconscious mind, the better and the more effective the process will be. Now, subliminal technology has been used in advertising for many years to influence people to buy products and services. In fact, subliminal messages can be so powerful that in several countries it has been banned with very serious consequences for advertisers that use it. However, you can use it very safely as a powerful way of influencing your subconscious mind in all the ways that you need. And there are two main types of subliminal programs that you can use to influence your subconscious mind. Computer programs that flash affirmations onto your computer screen so quickly that you don't even notice them can be very potent. Your subconscious notices them even if you don't consciously see them. And your subconscious goes to work on the subliminal messages that you've selected. And the other type of subliminal program are audio recordings that have affirmations and suggestions embedded in them. And you can listen to relaxing music, and the subliminal messages are barely noticeable behind the music, but they are there. And again, even though you may not even notice the subliminal voices, they can be picked up by your subconscious mind, which can then go to act on the suggestions. For an even more potent combination, you can use subliminal software and subliminal audio programs together. One of the most effective ways of influencing your subconscious mind is using hypnosis. And hypnosis can help you to overcome any conscious or subconscious limiting beliefs that you may have about yourself and what is possible for you. And it's easy to use hypnosis to overcome all sorts of problems and difficulties that could normally take years of psychotherapy to unravel. And this can often be achieved in only a few sessions. So it's a very efficient way of reprogramming your subconscious mind. And as I mentioned earlier, most highly successful people use self-hypnosis on a regular basis to reprogram themselves for success. And they do this because it is incredibly effective. They understand that self-hypnosis is one of the most direct routes to success because it is so effective at reprogramming negative, restricting beliefs. And we all have these beliefs. No matter how positive we may be, we all have at least some negative, restricting beliefs from our upbringing and background and experiences. Now, hypnosis is simply a way of guiding you into a very relaxed yet suggestible state. And the hypnotherapist or hypnotist often starts by asking you to imagine each part of your body relaxing deeply, starting with the toes and gradually working your way up to the top of your head. And by asking you to imagine each part of your body relaxing, the hypnotherapist can gradually help you to enter a very relaxed state, which is very pleasant and refreshing. And in this very relaxed state, the hypnotist can suggest to you various positive affirming statements that can be implanted into your mind. You see, in this very relaxed state, your critical conscious mind is bypassed and your subconscious mind can be influenced very easily. And the suggestions you introduce to it can bring about very positive and lasting change. And you don't need to visit a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist to use self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis audio recordings have exactly the same effect, and they gradually bring you into a state of great relaxation. And it's a very, very pleasant experience and very, very powerful.